So we thought we would conclude this hour by opening up America's briefing book for the new president. President-elect Barack Obama is certainly going to have to think about intelligence policy and intelligence management going forward. With the recent attacks in India, terrorist attacks in India, the need for intelligence and quality intelligence has never been greater. And joining us to discuss what should be the recommendation for Barack Obama as he proceeds on the question of intelligence, whether it's in the CIA or in the Pentagon, is John McLaughlin, former deputy director of the CIA. He joins us from Virginia. John McLaughlin, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
He's a senior research fellow at the Paul Nitze School of Advanced International Studies. There are two questions here, John McLaughlin. One is the management question of how intelligence is managed in the new system that was set up during the Bush administration, and then the quality of the intelligence that's received. Let's begin with the management question. Are you confident that the new Uber director of intelligence in the government is the best way to go here?
Well, just so your listeners understand exactly what this is a 2004 law that was passed to create something called a Director of National Intelligence. This is a person who oversees 16 agencies in the intelligence community. The law, however, did not give this individual a lot of authority. Only one of those 16 agencies reports directly to the individual. That's the CIA. So basically, the tough job here for the person in charge, that's Admiral Mike McConnell, retired, is to coordinate, that's an important word, coordinate the efforts of all of these agencies. And I would say the system is a work in progress. It's not yet fully established. It has made some progress. Some things have improved in the way we share information, in the way we gain information, and in the way we harmonize policies for hiring people and training them and so forth. But in the new administration, I think they will have to test drive this system, if you will, and decide whether it's delivering to them what they need.
Well, let's talk about the test drive for just a moment. There have been calls in Washington in op-eds and in policy statements around the Beltway for continuity in the intelligence gathering system. Does that argue for maintaining the current team, with the same argument applying to why Barack Obama kept Robert Gates at the Pentagon? Or should there be a change of personnel at the top level of the intelligence establishment?
Well, I try not to get into discussions of people, and I think in this case a fair answer would be that there probably isn't an overwhelming strategic reason to make changes in the top leadership of the community. There may be some other reason related to policies that people wish to change, but for the most part, the community, the intelligence business is working reasonably well, and this is a time when everything else is in flux in the world. There might be some merit in having continuity at that level.
John, when you say that it's working well, like by what measure, and how do we Americans know that?
Well, I think you have to look at a couple of. It's a difficult question to answer, because I understand what you're saying. In other words, few people have visibility into the intelligence business, so how would you know? Well, probably the broadest external measure on something like terrorism is that we haven't been attacked again. Terrorism is the kind of problem that you have to focus on relentlessly, aggressively, and if you don't, they'll come back at us. And so far, the United States, while remaining, I think, vulnerable, has not been attacked again. A couple of reasons for that. In order to defeat a terrorist movement, you have to do three things at least. You have to destroy the leadership, you have to deny it safe haven, and you have to change the conditions that give rise to the movement. Well, in this case, I don't think we've completed any of those three, but there has been enough aggressive action against terrorists. It's particularly important to people in New York City, I think, to keep them off balance and disrupted.
Well, let's talk about the repair work that needs to be done during this administration from what went on during the Bush administration. Certainly, the story of the politicization of CIA analysis has meant that the job facing CIA analysts in providing independent information to the White House is suspect going into this new administration. The question of electronic surveillance of agencies like the NSA versus feet on the ground traditional operations that was also biased towards the electronic surveillance during the Bush administration. How much repair work is going to have to happen down deep in the CIA and other intelligence organizations?
Well, you know, your earlier question, how do we know, also applies on this one. I think, you want my personal opinion, I don't think much repair work needs to be done at all on that score. The CIA is not politicized. I think the degree to which people think it was once politicized is highly exaggerated. And the ethic of independently stating what you think, telling it like it is, if necessary, being what we call the skunk at the picnic, is very much alive. you know, certainly during my time, I carried more bad news to the White House than good news, for sure. And I'm sure that goes on. And when people do raise questions about it, as they have, of course, in the last 6-8 years, the agency, the CIA, I can tell you, goes into a deeply introspective period in which those working there ask themselves, have we made a mistake? Could we do better? It's a business that's constantly looking inside itself and trying to draw lessons learned from criticism. So on the politicization thing, you know, the idea that it's somehow too political and too responsive to political winds that are blowing, you know, I think that's really pretty exaggerated. On electronic monitoring, there was a law passed in August that did, at least for some time, put that story to bed. This is the story, of course, of the National Security Agency monitoring. But to be fair, I think the law papered over a lot of issues because it was passed under great political pressure.
Well, the correctives
and that
are
may have to be revisited.
Right. Well, the correctives, as you say, are in place. The interesting takeaway is continuity is something that you might actually endorse. No changes in the security establishment going forward.
I think it's
forward.
Worth thinking about.
John McLaughlin, former director, deputy director of the CIA. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
It's Dance of the Maya. John McLaughlin actually wrote that. Not our John McLaughlin, but the musician John McLaughlin.
You were going to completely throw me. CIA deputy director, musician, composer. Boy, we talk about everything here at The Takeaway, and we're talking about names for a new car czar.
An autopilot, or maybe a big three daddy.
How about car king, Detroit dictator, or simply autocrat?
We should name him Optimus Prime.
Nice.
Big well, three daddy. That's a good one, right? What would you call the next big auto guru? We want to hear it at 878-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. And I'm still waiting for a job description of a car czar.
Wanted. One retired czar willing to work late hours and deal with
long
large
days.
Numbers with lots of zeros. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.